Okay. All right. We got a half a minute. Oh, she. Oh, Shamir. Is that the new baby?
That's the new baby.
Okay, I just saw your email. I didn't even read it. I just saw the
No
first
problem.
line.
Oh.
Sorry. But Mazel tov, Mazel tov.
Thank you.
Very nice.
You've done it before, holding a baby in cheer. It was a girl then.
Yep, last one.
Okay, Baruch Hashem. You said the bris was today?
No, the bris is Thursday.
Thursday. This coming
Mamish
Thursday?
fresh.
Wow. Okay. All right. Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. Okay. Siyata Dishmaya and Bracha. This baby and everybody. And we
On
all
me.
should have a lot of Siyata Dishmaya and Bracha. By the way, everyone get a Bracha. Why not? Everyone
On me.
can use a Bracha.
Oh, yeah.
It's a real din. Rashiva has a shmooze that even Lovin's bracha counted, right? That was Shiva's shmooze. That the Lovin, again, the Torah records the Sipornu. The Torah records Lovin's bracha because Lovin's bracha also counts. So that's an amazing thing. The power of words. Okay, anyway, I'm not sure. I don't know if we should spend time on the Gemara or just skip to the Mordechai, but let's just look quickly at the Gemara and then really go. There's two Mordechais. I don't know if you people saw both, either any. There's a regular Mordechai and there's HaGadol Mordechai. But the Gemara is very simple. The Gemara brings that the Gemara discusses whether Osu or Lo Osu. So the Gemara brings a kasha. It says in the Mishnah that Beit Shammai married the women from Beit Hillel. So the question is, if it's Osu, how could Beit Hillel marry Beit Shammai's women? They should be nervous that maybe this is a ch that maybe the mother of this child was the Yavama, the Saris Erva, and Beit Shammai hold you do Yibum. And maybe it comes out that it's an Eishesach, and the kids are Mamzer. So Bemele, there should be, how could Beit Shammai go ahead and marry Beis Hillel, marry Beit Shammai? There should be a nervous and some of them are Mamzerim. Must be Lo Asu. That was the Gemara's Kasha. If you look three lines in the bottom of the page at your Daven, you start from there because it's to quickly finish through the Gemara. So we have a raya that it's Lo Asu, because otherwise, how could Beis Hillel marry Beis Shammai's wives? Lo, the Olam Asu. It's no raya. Could be Asu, the Maidelu, or Parshi, that the Beis Shammai told Beis Hillel. In other words, if that there's one of the, this child was from Tsaras Erva, so Beis Shammai would tell Beis Hillel. Okay, Mr. Avra. The Tony Sefer says also called Tyrus called Tumas Shir Eidu Mitame No. So again, that even though one was Tari, one was Tame, they would be Mashal the Kalim. Rashi learns, Titus maybe disagrees, but Rashi learns again that Beis Hillel were Machmirim, the Tyrus faith, just like over here, Beis Hillel were Machmir, they asked the Saras Erva. If you say it's my delay, so they said that when you Beit Shammai's kedim, the Tyrus because Beit Shammai's makel, and a Beit Shammai the Beit Shammai the Beit Here's how could Beis Hillel use Beis Shammai's kelim? Now, the course, there's always a possibility of Lo Asu. So Apparently, it's a very funny thing, Gemara. The Gemara is not working with the possibility of love also. Gemara is just assuming also, without any raya. So then it proves the Maidere. So it's a little funny because no one ever questioned that if you say lo asu, then the only answer was Maidere. So the Gemara is going to explain it. Shmamine. So you prove from the second thing it's in other words, it, once we're not assuming lo asu, so we had the very good raya from the first memra that Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel married the women of Beis Shammai. So what are you bringing extra from the fact that Beis Hillel used the kingdom of Beis Shammai? Well, the name of Sarah Kodesh, by Sarah, maybe it really was not Aidu. It's Asu. Hello, Maidi. Aye, how come the women they married? Because the Beis Hillel would rely on the fact that there's no kol, because if there'll be a Yavama, there'll be a kol. But by the Kedim, there's no possibility of kol. Therefore, why were Beis Hillel make kol? Must be that they're Aidele, Kamash Madan. And that's the Gemara. Okay. What I don't really understand in the Gemara is what are we trying to prove? What's the big chiddush that Beis Shammai was oided the Beis Hillel? Why shouldn't they be oided? And the Chayra, they're mechuyev to be oided, because if Beis Shammai knows that according to Beis Hillel it's aser, so they're obligated to be oided to stop Beis Hillel from doing an avera. Like the Gemara seems to like they're bringing a raya from a brisa that is maida. Where's their maida? You know,
pasha that like 4 generations later they're gonna
sold? I can't hear you.
Is it so pasha that like Beis Shammai 4 generations after like the Riyavim and Saras Erva, it's gonna be all of a item? Oh, this is actually it's them. It's normal. Like of course we do it. So they're gonna remember. Then they're gonna This was from your family that we did.
I mean, you're saying that I'll be then that they're obligated, but they wouldn't think of it, and the chiddush that they think about it.
Well, isn't here worried about like general? We're not even.
We're talking about the kids. Kaden. We're talking about we're not.
Well, Kalem Lachora, like people like they have Kalem, and they're just used to being knowing whatever the dina yitzma v'tara. So a lot of people also have to keep cheshbon of like who holds what shita about different dina yitzma v'tara now. Like, it's about Kalem.
Obviously, they know. That's why they're mighty.
So if you don't want Beis Shammai, if you want to be machmir, don't borrow my kelim, or you bring it up yourself. Like if Beis Hillel wants to borrow from a Beis Shammai person, so then if they're worried, so then they would say, by the way, like is this keli taru lagavit l'shitas Beis Hillel? Like if they're not going to bring it up, so why should I have to bring it up?
Okay, maybe. I thought a different answer, but okay, maybe.
Yeah. According to the Gemara's maskana, when the Gemara answers my ome, so and the Gemara says you might think kala is like that they'd rely on the kol, so maybe that's what was driving the Gemara the whole time.
No, but the Gemara sounds like they want to say I did, and that's why they're happy with the second rai. Like Chayra, I'm just saying that the budget in the second case are my delay. Because otherwise, Beis Hillel is going to. I see Beis Hillel. If you see someone about to do an Aveira, so of course you have to tell him to stop. So Beis Hillel come to Beis Shammai, and they want to borrow a Kedi. And Beis Shammai know that this Kedi is Tomei according to Beis Hillel. So of course they're not allowed to give it to them. It's if they even. So what's the Chiddush? Like it's a big Chiddush.
Maybe the chiddush is only in the case of the Yavama, because the Gemara thought maybe they were relying on kol. The Gemara is
doesn't sound that way. It sounds like there's a chiddush. The Parshim Asmo the Gemara is that there's a chiddush in Maidi, and we like that chiddush. And so then why don't you just bring the first raya? Because the first raya I couldn't prove that chiddush, so I brought the second raya to prove that chiddush. And that's why the other is, that's why the Gemara seems to say that if you didn't have this five call, I could have proved my chiddush from the first memra. But since you can shlug up my chiddush from the first memra based on call, so that's why I had to bring the second memra. But the goal is to prove the Maide.
Yeah, but is that a partial that I have to be Maldia another person? If I hold that something is kosher, I mean, if Ramosha holds that something is kosher mehadrin, yeah, he has to be Maldia someone else who disagrees right, with him. Okay. Or I want to know, is that a partial?
That's what I thought. I thought that this is, you know, we have this Shaila, which is one of the Shaila thing, not the Mordechai, but that goes Mordechai discusses. If I hold something's mutter, and you have a chumrah, but I hold your chumrah is wrong. And as Beis Shammai held that Beis Hillel made a mistake, because they're not chadid itvei. If they be chadid itvei, they would know the emes and they would understand. But they made a mistake. They're amateurs. I don't know. You know, Beis Shammai felt that Beis Hillel was wrong. So
I was in a session where somebody asked the Rosh Yeshiva if they call up a Pisik and the about a certain Shaila, and the Pisik knows that the Bar Plukta argues, and he just gives his psak without saying that Rabbi so-and-so argues. I think Rabbi Harris said he'd be critical of that Pisik.
Okay, but the Maisa, I don't know the difference in today and the Chazal. I could hear that I'm saying even a bigger Chiddush, worse than Rabbi Harris, worse than your case. I'm saying even though I know that you know in your case the person doesn't know that you have a shita, but Sandy is saying, and I think I would learn like him that the Gemara is mashma that it's not Beis Shammai can say, listen, there's no I'm not I have to stop you from doing an aveira, but it's not an aveira. We know it's mutter. Edomai, you think it's an aveira, so that's Dom Narish guy. So me see Dano, it's no aveira. So why do I have to stop you? We know the MS is not an aveira, right? What are going to be mamish narish guide? What is mamish narish guide? You know, Moshe Lerfield reminded me that we once learned this thing 14 years ago. I don't know, probably 14 years ago, and I taught him a case. I have no recollection of the case, but it's a cute case. He said, my son, I think it's 14 years, came from Eretz Yisrael. Okay. I'm using Ramosha's Heter Chodavakum. I don't know. I'm allowed to say it on the Zoom, but I'm relying on Chodavakum. I asked Rav Scheinberg. When I come to America, he told me I should can rely on Chodavakum. So okay. My son comes from Eretz Yisrael. He wants Chodav Yisrael. Fine. He wants Chodav Yisrael. There's one kosher store here in Florida. I go, I buy JJ Chod of Yisrael. Okay. The next day, you know, we use up the milk. I go back to the store. They have a different brand. They have a brand that's made in Florida. Who gives a heksher? There's an organization. It's the Rabbanim of Broward. My son asked me, who's in charge of the Rabbanim of Broward? I told him, very fine rabbi. Does he keep Chod of Yisrael? I say, I doubt it very much. He said, you know, I doubt very much that he keeps Chod of Yisrael. He's a young Israel rabbi. He's a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, but I don't think he keeps Chod of Yisrael. He says, oh, so I'm going to trust a rabbi who doesn't keep Chod of Yisrael that this is Chod of Yisrael. He doesn't know the Chod of Yisrael. How can I trust him? Okay, so I thought he was from the birds. You know, the guy has a hechsher, he has an organization, a kashrut organization. He's a reliable rab. Everyone considers him Erlach. He's gonna lie that it's not Chalav Yisrael, that's Chalav Yisrael, because not Chalav Yisrael, then hold it Chalav Yisrael. But my son doesn't want to eat it. So my shayla was, can I still have the old JJ container. So can I buy the Chalav Yisrael from Florida and pour it into the JJ container and give it to my son? So my son has a chumrah. He won't eat Chod of Yisrael from a hechsher of this Florida hechsher. But I think it's an Irish guide. So why can't I do that? I don't think I did it, but I'm just, I was a shy. Right? So
well, that case a little worse, no?
Yeah, isn't that much worse. Beis Shammai is not, Beis Hillel is not an Irish guy, probably.
No, it's worse for another reason. You're actually going ahead. There's Loganev is Das. You're basically telling him something which is not true. So that's a little bit worse.
My son, I'm just playing the refrigerator. I don't know.
Whatever, they're deliberately tricking him over here. Does Beis Shammai really feel that Beis Hillel is an Irish guy? Is that a good equation? They couldn't understand that there are people, big rabbis in Beis Hillel. You don't have to hold like them, but it's an Irish guy. You don't tell a Beis Hillel guy that your stuff
is the candidates say, and they all there's no basis. So they don't. So maybe Pshat is they're not mechuyev to tell. There's no chiyev. We all there's not us. There's no out the MS. You're not Beis Hillel. You're not doing an iser. Edomai, you're doing an iser because you think you're doing an iser, but you don't think you're doing an iser because you don't know. So you're not doing an iser b'makshava. And you're not doing an iser in Maisa.
Sounds pretty close-minded for the Shammai to really take that position. I think most of us would feel that's a little bit misleading. You know, Beis Hillel has their shita, they're legitimate, they're entitled. Okay.
That's how Sandy, well, I that's what I would have said. We'll see, let's read the Mordechai. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That really, Alpi Din, Beis Shammai is not Mechuyev Dimai today. They're not mechuyev, but the chiddush is that even though I'll be there, they're not mechuyev mimay today. The reason why they're not mechuyev mimay today because they hold this mamish mutter, but lifnei mishur is a din because they wanted to do a chesed to Beis Hillel to make Beis Hillel happy. They'd be mimay today because
it's a little bit more nuanced over here because Beis Shammai has a lot of kalim in their house. Some of them are not kosher according to Beis Hillel. Now, Beis Hillel guy is walking into Beis Shammai's house. Can I borrow your keli? Even if Beis Shammai would have to tell Beis Hillel that the J&J is not J&J, it doesn't mean that Beis Shammai has to keep inventory in his own house of which of his own kalim that are all kosher and not kosher according to Beis Hillel. So when Beis Hillel guy takes the risk, walking to Beis Shammai's house.
That's what Aaron Hertzberg said. You're behind Aaron Hertzberg. Now, he said that the chiddush is because it's a big tirchan, Beis Shammai to remember. Okay, maybe. And by the Tzara Zerva also, they have to remember that she was 20 years ago, the mother. Okay, I hear. So that's a different shine. In other words, the shine is, what's the Gemara's Chiddush that by today? So you and Aaron Hertzberg were saying the Chiddush because even though it's a big tirchan, and me and Sandy were saying because it's not my chiyuv. Okay, let's see the
Mepharshim. Isn't there a concept that during the times of the Tanaim on Roim, there was a concept of Eluv Elu Durilikim Chaim that no longer exists today?
It could be, yeah. So therefore, that's
so. So if it's Mamish Eluv Elu Durilikim Chaim, so then Beis Shammai has to be Chayshir for Beis Hillel also Lagabe everyone else because it's.
I don't know. I don't really know what Eluv Elu means. If you could say the opposite. Since it's Mamish Eidu V'Eidu, so Beis Shammai, no, they're the Reino Kim Chaim. They don't have to be Chayshish.
I have to be Chayshish for Beis Hillel people, in case they come in. In case Beis Hillel wants to marry into my family, or in case Beis Hillel wants to use my Kalim.
Okay, I hear. Anyway, let's not, I don't want to get bothered, because I want to do this again. I want to do it very quickly. You know, the guys in my share say they want the other share, the Yeshiva, they want to get back to Yavamis. So I told them I'm going to spend 1 week on this maximum. And I have to also, Wednesday, I probably can't give shir because there's a something which never happened before. There's a guy in my shir who's getting married. He's around 20 years old. He's getting married here in Florida. So I think I have to go. I think it's a guy in my shir getting married in Florida. I have to go.
Third year Beis Medrash?
What?
Third year Beis Medrash?
Yeah, yes. Third year Beis Medrash. He's getting married. First time it ever happened here. But okay, everything has a first time.
Rabbi, just I don't want to bug that. Just a clarification question in Rabbi and Sandy's chat. So, does it have to be then that the Gemara's Chiddush is that they weren't mechuyev to do be my dia, but they did because lefnei mishur hadin? Or could it also be that the Gemara's Chiddush is that you're mechuyev to do that?
Yeah, that's also true. But it doesn't sound that way. Gemara's Mashma, The Gemara later, because it showed the Abba, the Reyes, said with Shem Beshamay Bezido. The Gemara, the next Gemara, seems it was like a lifting Mishuris Adin. Okay, so let's see. There are two Mordechais here. So let's try and read. The second one talks about what we're talking about, but let's try and read the first one first, and then we'll see if we get to the second one. There's two Mordechais. It's confusing. The Mordechai is a confusing sefer to use because there's two. There's a Mordechai, and then he starts over again. And I guess that's the Hagos Mordechai. I don't know. Starts over again. Hagos and Mordechai. So let's first see the regular Mordechai. So that's on the first page of the Mordechai. He says, I have no idea what this piece has anything to do with Los is going to do. But that's how he starts the piece with Los is going to do. I don't know. Okay. Ikri kan Los is going to do. Kula suga dishmaisa mashma. The Mari Bishnei Achamim Adora Birachas. Oh, Bishnei Mikaimis. If you're in Shnei Mikaimis, there is no Losis guy to do. Eno Oishav, Eno Matirim. Shisrichim. Okay, then there's two garrisons here. Let's try the brackets because it's easier. Hamatirim, Lodiela Oishrim. The Matirim have to tell the Oishrim Darbizet. That what? That Anamatirim. Right? In other words, the Pashib Shat, that the Oishrim, of course, there's no reason why they have to tell. In other words, the two Gerses. Whether the Oishrim have to tell the Matirin or the Matirin have to tell the Oishrim. So the Chayra, there's no reason why the Oishrim have to tell the Matirin. What do the Matirin care that the Oishrim are Oisir? But the Matirin have to tell the Oishrim because otherwise the Oishrim will see the Matirin. That's the way, if you look in the Bach, in Ois Beis. In other words, the Matirim, where the Bach learns the Mordechai, the Matirim, who are going to be Matir, have to tell the Oisrim that even though you're going to see us being matir, don't think that we're a bunch of bums. This is our shita, right?
What does that have to do with our Gemara? Our Gemara was not concerned with that.
Yeah, nothing to do with it. It seems to be nothing to do with our Gemara. That's why I'm saying, I'm sure it has nothing to do with what else it's going to do. I don't know. I don't know what to do with our Gemara. In other words, the way the Bach is learning, I don't know if the other way, I don't know how you would learn the other way. The other way is that the Oishrim have to say the Matirim. That's also not our Gemara. Matirim, in our Gemara, the Matirim have to tell the Oishrim in order that the Oishrim shouldn't be, by mistake, Matir because of the Matirim. But that's not what the Bach says. Right? In other words, our Gemara, if I didn't have the Bach, but I think the Bach said it because of later. I would have read the Matirim after me, Mildia the Oishrim, that this is a Dabra, even though we're Matir, this is a Dabra Usher, so you shouldn't come to use it. In other words, you'll see us being Matir, so you'll think it's Mutter for you too, and then you'll be over. That would be the case of Ben Shammai telling Ben Siddho. And that would be the simple Pshat in the Mordechai. But the Bach doesn't say that. The Bach says that the reason why the Matirim have to tell the Oishrim is Kadesh Shelo Yachshu the Kayim Hashem Ravayisim Nikiyim, right? So that really, I agree, that has nothing to do with our Gemara, but we'll see why the Bach learns it that way. should have learned the matirin of Dina Ishim Davrizeh Anamatirim, because otherwise the Ishim will just assume that the reason why you're eating it is because it's Chod of Yisrael. They'll see you eating this ice cream. They don't know that there's anyone in the world that's making Chod of Akum. So they'll just assume you must be eating it. It's Chod of Yisrael. It must be it's Chod of Yisrael. So
what's the Bach mean by adding Mekaymus? What's it mean, Mekaymus, Mekaymus?
What?
It says Mekaymus, Mekaymus, right? Is that what the Bach we're looking at or no?
No.
Which Bach are we doing?
It goes a Bach Beis.
On Tysus?
No, on the Mordechai, beyond Pesach. The Bach on the Mordechai.
Ah, okay.
Yes, I mean the Mordechai. I'm sorry. Okay, so let's go back again. So he starts out with Elsa's Kaidu, which I don't know has to do with anything. But then he says that either the Oishim have to tell the Matirim or the Matirim tell the Oishim. So Dabar Zeh Anu, again, the two different gears, says Matirim. Okay, Hilko. Therefore, he has an application. Yeah, the Chidushi Anche Shem is the same thing as the Bach. The same exact thing as the Bach. Because of the Yisim Nikiyim. Hilko, B'nei Miginsia. I don't know what, I can't pronounce these places. Shinogim Iser Bibua B'shule Areya. Right? I don't know what this is. This is something in the Reya. They hold that makes you into a trefo. The Oisrim and Mechubra Karka be Yomtav Sheni Shogalis. Out of Erev, let's say Yomtav Sheni Kveshiyasu. I don't know what that case is. If that, if it fell off the tree, I don't know. I assume it means it fell off the tree, and then they still ask her. Maybe it fell off on Yomtav Rishon or Yomtav Sheni. I don't know. So they ask her. So they answer, V'gam oimim recha milso. They held recha milso when it comes to kashrus. U'begarmiza matirin eidot vans. You have three things that there's a machloikas between these two cities. B'nei garmiza are machmer, and the garmiza are meiko. Shabo b'nei mi garmiza, though they're the machmirin, the garmiza, which is the place that they're meiko. So again, they're starting the different garrisons of before. They'll deal them. That they have to tell them that we are Mako. If you learn like the Bach. Both Gishimo Dianem, Imdaitem, though, Dacharayem, if now the people that came from the city that are Machmer, they like the opinion that's Mako. They can switch over and be Mako also. Because they change places. So Rav Avo, he ikra la astra de Yechanan, lo mitav de Shraga. When he went to the place of Rav Avo Yochanan, he didn't carry the candle. He ikla the after of Yeshua mitav the shraga. Rav Avo hechi avin ocho hechi avin ocho mishani. Rav Avo the talmidu sherav Yochanan. Rav Shua ben Levi sfirade. He ikla the after of Rav Yochanan mishun tveido. The talmidu sherav Yochanan. I have no idea what in the world is he quoting Rav Avu from. For
that's the reverse case.
Well, what do you see from there?
I don't know, but over there, you know, a Mekel came to a place that you're Machmer. The example, the Magenza and Gormaiza is the other way around. People who are Machmer came to a place.
The Mekel, Rav Avu was Mekel.
Right, and he came to a place that Rabbi Yochanan was
machmer. To a place that he was machmer.
Right, but that's not the case of Megantza and Garmaiza.
He only did it. He was only machmer bishum kvaido. So what are we trying to prove from that? He says, what he said before, they can be meiko. Because even though they came from a place that was usher, Abisha usher and Mekayman, sounds like that where they came from was usher, and now here it's mutter. Yeah, but what do you see from Rav Avo?
So maybe I'm not sure what you see from Rav Avo, because it seems to be the reverse case. But he does emphasize the fact that he's Maidia to his Shamash.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that, I don't know exactly how, but maybe that's the Nakuda he's focusing on.
Okay. So I thought, I happen to agree with you. If it was only up to me, I would have thought that even though he says he's bringing a Raya, the Lushan of the pieces is bringing a Raya, that if you come from a Makom that you're Machmer, and now you come to a new place, you're allowed to switch. That Lachar you don't see from Rav Avo at all. Because like you say, if anything, Rav Avo switched to be Machmer, not switched to be Mako. So I thought that he's bringing a Raya to a different point. He said before that the Matirim have to tell the Oistrim that we are Mako. Why did the Matirim have to tell the Oistrim that we're Mako? So the Bach and the Anshei Seim said, the reason is because otherwise they will think that it's Oser, and they think that you're Sam Rishoim, and it'll be a Chesar and a Vayis and Nikiyim. So in other words, the people that are Oser, they might not know that there's such a minig in a different city to be Mako. So when they see you being Mako, they'll think you're just doing it as Rishis. So therefore, I'll say, he's in the key, and you have to tell him. So that's how I thought what he's bringing Raya, because Rav Avo told the Shamish. The Gemara asked the Kasha, Vika Shamsha. So maybe the Mordechai is learning, and the answer is the Mordechai. So maybe the Mordechai is learning the Gemara's Kasha, the Vika Shamsha, that he's not going to understand Shad and Rav Avo, and he's going to think the fact that Rav Avo is Machmir now, and it shows that he really holds it saucer, because he's a Talmud of Yechanan. He was Mako before. He's a bum. So they're going to be choshed him. So the Shamish is going to be choshed Rav Avo. That's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara answers the Maidelei. You tell the Shamish that I didn't do it because I'm a bum. I was Mako because I really hold this mutter. So he's bringing a raya to your side that when you hold something's mutter, you have to tell people.
Wouldn't it be enough to tell him that Abishua ben Levi is Mako? Why does he have to tell him that he's Mako? If the truth
because the assumption is that you're a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. You see that when you got to Rabbi Yochanan city, you did like Rabbi Yochanan. So if you wouldn't have seen that, the Talmud probably knows Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Mako. But if we first saw that Rabbi Avo doing Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he thought that, okay, the Shamish thought that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. But now he sees that Rabbi Avo comes to Rabbi Yochanan's town, and he's Machmir, that Shamish doesn't know the Svara of Vaidat Rabbi Yochanan. So he assumes that if Rabbi Avo is Machmir, it means because he really holds it, Tzasser.
Even so, he's allowed to be Mekel. He's allowed to make it, but what the Mordechai just said, I know he's not proving it, but he should be contradicting himself. And he just said that even if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, if you come to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's town, you're allowed to be Mekel. So all he had to tell the Shamish was, we're in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's town, look at the signs, it's Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's town, and then he's good.
Was that the Metzias, or Bavo was from Yeshua ben Levi's town?
That's where he was Mekel. That's the case.
When he was Mekel back home, he lived in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's town?
He was only Mekel in Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's town. And that's what he's trying to justify to his Shamish. All he has to do to justify it is to say, this is Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's town. He doesn't have to say, that's my true Shita.
Okay, I
said, where did we get from that? That was from Shulman Levy's sound.
It could be that's only if you want to be mikabo it, but he didn't mikabo it because when he got to Rav Yoich, because you have to be mikabo it and then keep it. I don't know if you can keep on switching back and forth.
That's the case. The people from Bnei Magenzia come to Garmizia. They're not changing forever. They're just there temporarily, are they?
Maybe they're settling there.
Oh, I thought they were just traveling through.
Maybe they're settling. So then they want to settle, they can switch. But Rabbi Avo is traveling back and forth. So the Shamish thinks that he's that's how I read the Mordechai. That because it's not a riot to the point that he said immediately before. And it's not a riot to the Tzarechian, against the Tzarechian either. Tzarechian is about the Chomrei HaMakom Sheyotze Misham. Now, there's just a riot to a... there's Pashup Shah the Mordechai. He's bringing a riot to his point that you're allowed, you don't have to follow the Chomrei HaMakom Sheyotze Misham. He has a riot to that. And then he says, Tzarechian, that we see not so. But it's hard to hear. How do you have a raya from over there that you don't have to keep the chumri amakom sheyatza? Take care. He kept the makom sheyatza was meiko. So he was machmer. So what that what's the problem? That's the problem that you hold that you have to stay with the makom sheyatza. You're not allowed to be machmer either. That's down in the back in the
he was Mako there, wasn't he? Wasn't he Mako in the case of Shulman Levy?
He was Mako in the first city.
Which is first?
In the city of Rav Yeshua ben Levi. And he was Mako. Then he came to Rav Yochanan city and he was Machmir.
Why are we saying that?
What?
Why are we saying that with that order?
That's what it seems. Rav Abu.
Doesn't Rav Yochanan first?
Maybe that's what's going on. Then how come we're saying?
Okay, one second. Rav Abu, maybe it was by Rav Yochanan first. Ki ikla after Rav Yochanan, Rav Astro. Oh, you know, he says here Rav Yochanan is our Gemara. One second. Our Gemara. See, our Gemara is the opposite order. Interesting. Maybe that's why he changes. Someone in my share asked me why he quotes Shabbos and not our Gemara. Our Gemara has that he was first by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi and then by Rabbi Yochanan. But over there, the way he's quoting it, he quotes it the opposite. That he was first by Rabbi Yochanan. And then he was by Rav Shua ben Levi. So again, he was first by Rav Yochanan, who was the Machmer.
Which and would then, make sense if he's his Rebbe. If he's his Rebbe, he was by his Rebbe first.
Okay, wait, say. And then he comes to the Meiko. So so the Gemara says, so what's his Raya? Again, so what's his Raya?
But our Shabbos is the same as our Yavamis.
What?
Our Shabbos has Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi first.
Okay. So, but what's his Raya? Again, I hear maybe he had a different gear, so I don't know. But what's he trying to prove?
He's starting off, he was Machmir, and then when he came somewhere else, he was Mekel. Same as these people changing cities.
But that's because the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is fair lay. And it's only he never held the Rabbi Yochanan. He only did Rabbi Yochanan Yishim Kvaido. Unless you take out that brackets, that's what it says in the brackets. But the Gemara says that. It's in the Gemara, I think. The Gemara said. Yeah, the Gemara is Hashem Kvaido. So it's not like he's changing his opinion. In other words, it's one thing, in other words, what he can't, he's changing he never held like Rav Yochanan. He only did it mishum kvaido, so that you can't change if you only did it mishum kvaido, you can't change. And what's he trying to prove?
I mean, if he held like Rabbi Yochanan the entire time, then when he came to the city of Rishu ben Levi, he should have continued to be machmir.
Yeah, but the Gemara doesn't say he held like Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara says that he never held like Rabbi Yochanan. He only did Rabbi Yochanan mishum kvaido.
And that's why when he was switched to the city of Rishu ben Levi, he switched to being mikkel.
I understand. So what does that have to do with anything that the Mordechai said?
Maybe the raya is that how the Gemara asked the question. I mean, the Gemara is asking it as if that how could he switch back and forth, as opposed to asking how could he switch to be makel. I mean, if you weren't allowed to switch to be makel, the Gemara should ask a more basic question. This, how could he turn around and be makel if he originally was machmir?
Maybe even if he held the not like Rabbi Yochanan, but he started doing like Rabbi Yochanan, that's it. He should be stuck doing the Machmer Shita because that's where he started.
I know, is that Mistavra? And if I just because I started, because I and it's, you know, there's you know there so. I did like Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know. I thought, I have to admit that, let me think again. I thought that the Gemara is bringing a raya that we're worried of what people are going to say because of the Shamish. Because why do we have to tell the Shamish? Because we're worried what the Shamish are going to think. But the Anshei Shem said the Fair is not like me. The Anshei Shem in Beis quotes the Marab that the Gemara's kasha was that the Ika Shamish, the Noasik Adaita, Umitalto Bahasraj of Yochanan. In other words, the kasha was not that the Shamish, in other words, I learned the Mordechai that he's proving the Svara that we're worried about Achino Hashem, that people are going to think that you are being mako, even though there's no reason to be mako. So you have to tell people that no, I'm being mako because there's a real shita. And that's what the Gemara is asking, that you had to tell the Shamish that you were mako because there's a real shita. But that's not what the Maram, that the Anshei Shem quotes.
He's saying, John, the Mordechai, the Maram?
He's going on the Mordechai, isn't he saying?
The Mordechai says, but the Mordechai says almost befavish like Rebbe. He says, Shalo Yitama.
Where that was that we didn't say that's John the Shamish.
What is the Tam?
He said that's why you have to tell the people from the other city, but he didn't say that's why you have to tell your Shamish.
Right, no, he does.
Tzarathian.
What? Where?
Right before the Tzarathian, the Mordechai says, "Really, you should believe it, Shalai Tam."
Shalo yitame. So that means that the Shamish should be yitame. So what's the Anshei Shem saying? Shalo abu asegadait metalta ba'atrav yechnan. What's he talking about, the Anshei Shem? No? In other words, that's not why you're mitdiyem. You're diyem shalo yitame. I don't know. You're right. I didn't forget those words again.
And I mean, does it make a difference if the Anshei Shem is learning the brackets or not learning the brackets?
I don't know if it makes any difference. Right? In other words,
that part Shalai Tom is not in brackets.
That's not
only the line before is in brackets.
Yes. What?
Only the line before is in brackets. The
yes.
Maybe the Anshei Shem is bringing a different machlok, meaning he's telling you there's another sheet in the Gemara, not the Gemara.
Why would he do that? It's time to tell you the key. You know, this was showing off the keys.
Also, he should just quote Rashi. I don't know why he would go to the Maram, but that's what he's doing. Because that's how Rashi learns the Gemara's kasha.
Yes. There's Modia the Shamshe is only from Yishim Kleida, the Rabbi Yochanan. That's why you have to tell the Shamshe. But why did you have to tell the Shamish that he held like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? So that's Shelo Yitamen. He's telling the Shamish two things. It could have been enough to tell the Shamish, listen, here we do like Rabbi Yochanan. But he told this whole speech that I really hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And I'm only here because of Kvaido. So why do they have to tell that whole speech? So that's Shelo Yitamen. In other words, that you tell the Shamish Shelo Yitamen. The Gemara's kasha was Igan Shamsha that's going to be Pogay and the Coveter of Yochanan. But the Maisa, now that you tell the Shamish not to be Pogay and the Coveter of Yochanan, so why did you have to tell her that you passed going to give Yeshua ben Levi? So that's Shelo Yitamen.
Isn't that obvious? If I'm telling you about the only reason I'm doing it is because of Kvedus Rabbi Yochanan, so obviously I hold that you don't have to do this.
No, I didn't have to say Mishnah Kvedus, because you told the Shamish, listen, we're here, we don't carry. I didn't have to say
The Gemara doesn't say the Gemara doesn't say that he said that whole thing. The Gemara just says Maidia. So it's the Mefarshim who put in, you know, these words.
The Gemara doesn't say.
And the Gemara, I think, just says the Haika Shama, the Maidia.
But the Gemara said before, Heche Avid Hochi, Rababu, Roshu, Belevi, Sphere, Levi, King Mikl, Lat, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Tash, Rabbi Yochan, Rabbi Yochan, Vigga Shama, the Maldia Lei. So maybe going on Maldia Lei, what we just said before. So you say, well, how do we see that? As how could that be the Mordechai's Raya? It doesn't say that's what he's called DLA. Right? Okay, so let's just summarize since we know people know where we're holding.
Doesn't this story also tell us the fact that you don't have to do Be'etzim don't have to do it like the local Rav? Meaning if he wasn't a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, he could have done kept on doing it the other way. So it's not like we say here we do it like Rabbi Yochanan. Here he does like Rabbi Yochanan because Rabbi Yochanan is Rebbe. But if he wasn't a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan, he could have kept on doing like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, even in this city.
Yeah.
So that's an important lesson, as opposed to saying you can switch cities and just do whatever city you're in.
Okay, I hear the valid point. I don't think it's going to help me for understanding the Mordechai, but it's a valid point. Now, what's our problem with the Mordechai? The Mordechai seemed to say a few chidushim. He said a chiddush that if you're, depending on the gerusa, that you have to be Maldia. One gerusa says that the machmer have to be Maldia the Mako, which we have no idea why the machmer would be Maldia the Mako. That's one gerusa in the Mordechai. The other gerusa is that the Mako have to be Maldia the machmer, which the Bach says is because of the Yisim Nikiyim. Okay. Then he says the second Kiddush that the people that come from the city that are machmir, and they move to the city that are mako, they're allowed to switch. And that's against a Gemara that says you get the choymrei makom shenasnu, yatsu. So though there is two chidushim, one chidush is that you have to be maldiya. We have to be maldiya. And two, the chidush number two is that you don't get the chumrei to the makom sheyatsu. So we don't really understand what the Mordechai is proving from Abavu. The second point, for sure, he's not proving, because Fakirat, he came from, well, we don't know where he was first, but even if he came from the city of Rabbi Yochanan, and now he's switching, he only did Rabbi Yochanan because of Kvaido. So what are you going to say? That once, even though that's me, you'll say that, in other words, Mekir, in other words, it's Mashma. I mean, that's Binyamin's point. That, in other words, if you're going to say that the Chiddush is that you're allowed to switch because you're a new place, so then why did he say he kept Rav Yochanan Mishum Kvaido? He should have said he kept Rav Yochanan because he was in Rav Yochanan's place. Mashma, that he wasn't mechuyev to keep in Rabbi Yochanan's place. So then, of course, you can switch when you leave. If you're only keeping him mishum kvaido, so of course you can leave when you don't have this far of kvaido.
No, I'm saying, but that's fine when he's coming now as a temporary measure, Lachaira, that he doesn't have to switch back for mishum. He's only switching back mishum kvaido. When he originally left, we're saying he started off Rabbi Yochanan. So that could be that was his permanent makom at that time.
But he wasn't starting. He only kept Rav Yochanan Mishum Kvaido, it says. So it means he never held a Rav Yochanan. He never kept
Rav Yochanan. Was his minute. That was what he did. He did it with Machmir minute.
Because of Kvaido. So now he left.
Now he switches to Rabbi Yishuv in Levi City.
So that's not a raya to a person who mamish holds of a certain minute. He's a chassid. He's a satmer chassid. And they keep 72 minutes. And that's a shita. It's not Aus Kvaido. That's a shita. And now he moves to a Litvisha city where they only keep 50 minutes. So once they be Mako. So that's already a whole different thing. Because you mamish hell this way. Wasn't Aus Mishum Kvaido. And how can you switch? You already have a minig. But if I don't have a minig, I only did it Aus Kvaido. It's already not, in other words, you say once I started doing it, I was kvaido, then I can't stop anymore. That becomes my minig.
If I'm not allowed to switch when I come to Mako City, I would have to keep on doing it.
Sounds funny. If I'm not allowed to switch, if I started doing something mishum kvaido, so now even though this far be kvaido doesn't apply, but once I started doing it, I can't switch. That would be the havamina.
How do we know I'm only doing Mishum Kvaido originally? Maybe I'm doing it because it's his city and I live here.
That's what the Gemara said. They only did.
No, that's when he came back. When he came back,
No. That doesn't weren't three times. He was only doing his by Rabbi Yochanan. He did Mishum Kvaido.
No, what Binyamin Pesach is asking, he started by Rabbi Yochanan. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan. So he started by Rabbi Yochanan. Before he met the opinion
of Rabbi Yochanan, he held Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi.
He didn't even know Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi at the time.
Why are you saying that? Why
he started as a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan.
Who said he didn't know both?
There was an earlier time he was Rabbi Yochanan because he held that way.
Well, we know that he was his Talmud. He was not the Talmud of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. He was the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan.
So he couldn't have known about Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Shita. When he's a Talmud Rabbi Yochanan,
so he heard Rabbi Yochanan saying it, and he called the Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi quickly, and he found out.
Everybody knows that there's a Chofetz Chaim Moses, and the Shiva argues with this and this. I know. It took him. I don't know that.
Okay.
like that. It's like that guy that Rabbi had that said he was a Talmud of the Aruch HaShulchan. Rabbi Yehuda Maisa, the guy who was, he was Talmud of the Aruch HaShulchan.
Yes. I know the story.
It's Rebbe's story.
I know. Okay. Anyway, I don't know.
Even if there's some Havamina that I'm not sure what the Havamina is, but even if there's some Havamina that if you're Machmir because of Kvoidish or of Yochanan, you can't switch in a different city. I'm not sure what the story would be. Even if there is such a Havamina, the fact that Havamina is wrong is not a riot to the case of the people who switch cities. Here, they really believed it. They're really switching. So it wouldn't be a riot. That Kasha is still standing.
Okay, but maybe that's Pshat in the Mordechai, and that would explain, in other words, we would say, in other words, that would be the best Pshat we have in the Mordechai. The Mordechai held what you just said, even though you said it doesn't make sense, but just say what it would make, is that just like the Mordechai has this Havam is debating when you come from a city that answers, and now you come to a new place and you're allowed to switch. So he has a tzad to say that you can't switch. So according to his Havamina, you can't switch. Once Rabbi Avo was Mekabo, the father of Rabbi Yochanan, even if he was only Mekabo as Kvayda Rabbi Yochanan, then he also shouldn't be allowed to switch. Then you can't switch.
And that's equal?
That would be his Havamina. So he says, the fact that I see that Rabbi Avo was allowed to switch shows that you're allowed to switch. And that's his raya. Just like Rav Avo was allowed to switch because he had a good reason. He had a good reason because he never really held of it. It was only Mishum Kvod Rav Yochanan. But the Maisa, he's switching. So these people also, if they have a good reason why they want to switch, they're allowed to switch. That's his raya. And then it will be very good. Then you have to say that the case is the Dafka, that he came in, that he was in Rav Yochanan first, and then Rav Yeshua ben Levi. He was by Rav Yochanan first, and then Rav Yeshua ben Levi. And like the different Gersa, and that's why the Mordechai changes the order, right? Because according to this chat, his whole raya is only because he started out at the Makom that's Aser, and now he's at the Makom that's Mutter.
So what's he bringing in the Shamash for?
He's nothing. The Shamash has nothing to do with anything.
He brings it in.
That's not what it is. In other words, according to Parsha Pshat, the Shamash, he didn't bring it. That's Tamek.
But Shalai Yitama. Okay,
that's true too. But the reason why he's bringing in his Raya, the Mordechai is bringing a Raya from this Gemara. So what's his Raya from this Gemara? So the Gemara doesn't say they told the Shamash Shalai Yitama. So you can't say the Gemara, the Baram says he told the Shamash they should be Bogan the covenant of Yochanan. So you can't bring a Raya they told the Shamash Shalai Yitama because that's not in the Gemara. So we're trying to say that he's bringing a Raya that you can switch because the Maisa, Rav Avo, switched. He was in the city of Rabbi Yochanan first. And then when he got to the city of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, he switched. And if there's a svara that you can't switch, once you were Mekabo Rabbi Yochanan Shita, even if it's only Aus Mishum Kvaida, then you can't switch. That would seem to be Pshat the Mordechai. That his Havamina was that once you're Chumra B'Makom Sheyatza, if you are keeping Rabbi Yochanan and Shita, then you can't switch.
Rabbi, I'm not convinced that the order is so significant between the Gemara and the Mordechai, because it says ki ikla blah blah blah, ki ikla blah blah blah. I mean, it's not saying who was first and who was second. It's when he was here, he did this. When he was there, yeah, he did that.
But in order for this pshat to make sense, you have to say that he went from the Usher place to the Mutter place. Otherwise, the pshat wouldn't make sense. According to this pshat, I mean, if you don't like this pshat, it's fine. In other words, we're trying to figure out what the Mordechai is proving. So to say it's proving from the Shamash, the Shver, because of the Chidush Anshei Shem, that the only reason why he's telling the Shamash is to stop Kavod Rav Yochanan. So it doesn't say in the Gemara they told the Shamash So that the Shamish Yitma. Edomai, the Mordechai says it on his own, that we can't bring a riot from something you say on your own. So the only thing that we can think of, which is quite radical, is that he had the order in the Shabbos the other way. And he holds that even if you kept it because of you held that graveyard because of Kvaido, but once you started keeping it, that's cool. You can't switch.
Sounds like the Anshei Shem. Sounds like the Anshei Shem learned this way and didn't like it. Because in Gimel, he asked this very kasha. He says, sounds like he's learning the way Rebbe just said it and doesn't understand it.
Welcome, Sheyad, sir. That's the second kasha.
Yep.
You always held like Rabbi Shimon. All right. Okay, I'm totally confused. Okay, and I'm not sure if I want to continue. I'm confused. I really don't know what he's doing to Mordechai. There's another Mordechai, which I like to see. I don't know. Well, I like to hold in abeyance. Right now, I have no idea what this Mordechai is doing. The other Mordechai is not going to help us, I don't think. So it's either we work on this Mordechai to try and figure it out, or we just leave him and go weiter. There's, in the Mordechai has on page Vav, there's Haggai's Mordechai. And he starts again from Daf Yud Beis. If you look on page Vav, I don't know my printing. I mean, I'm six pages later, the Mordechai starts all over again. And it says, Haggadis to Shaykhi the Ilmi Mesephthas Yavamis.
Starts on Daf Yud Beis.
In what?
It starts on Daf Yud Beis?
Yes. But he already, you see, before it was ready on Kufiyat Tess, and now he's going back. So he goes back into our Gemara. And Ais Sadik Vav. Very interesting. So I'd like to read that piece from Ois Sadik Vav in the Mordechai. That talks a little bit about my JJ Shida with my son, with the two bottles of milk. Okay. All right, Yeshikayach, everybody. Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.